Khalifa Haftar is well aware that the outcome of the elections will most likely not be in favor of his main enemy, of his main opponents, the Islamists. The Brotherhood and the other Islamists on the other side obviously also do not expect to succeed in the elections anytime soon, especially after the events in Tunisia during the last days, and therefore they try to delay them. Prominent Islamist leader Khalid al-Mishri and the High Council of State demand a referendum about the draft constitution, which would delay the elections almost endlessly. This is no surprise, as after the elections, the High Council of State would cease to exist, so they want to postpone them as much as possible. And for Haftar and for the others, it's clear, the more people are going to vote, the more likely is a defeat of the Islamists. And this makes it this time easy for Haftar to be in line with the demands of ANSMIL, the Americans, and the other international community.
The chief of the Libyan High Commission for the Elections said if the election laws based on the constitutional basis did not arrive by August 1st, there would be only parliamentary elections and presidential elections would be postponed for a month. Is that feasible?
High National Election Commission Chairman Emad El-Sayeh intends, or better, he proposes to have the elections in December on the basis of what is available and what is in force right now. And this is more or less the amended constitutional declaration from 2011, which was already used as a foundation for the parliamentary elections in 2012 and 2014. These constitutional declarations and the amendments do not foresee presidential elections. Therefore, it would be necessary to amend them to allow also for electing a president. However, I would not bet that there would be an agreement about the laws for presidential elections anytime soon, especially if one seeks also the consent of the Libya Political Dialogue Forum and the High Council of State. But if there is no such an agreement, the High Council of State will reject the elections and probably urge to boycott them, and this would certainly undermine the outcome of the elections right away, even before they took place.
Loyalists of Khalifa Haftar in eastern Libya launched a campaign to collect names and national identification numbers as well as electoral centers and mobilized numbers of people to vote for Haftar in the upcoming presidential elections in Libya. In a meeting earlier this month with loyalists, Haftar agreed to mobilize support for his election campaign by presenting himself as the only true leader of Libya. Would that work?
Well, not so sure. Haftar loyalists try to urge people to register for elections as they expect them to vote for their candidate and not for any other civil rights activist or others opposing him in the Libyan National Army. But the decision about the president will certainly not be made only in the East. And with regard to the data breaches, while I have no doubt that it is certainly true that there are illegal data breaches, one must keep in mind that those who are spreading the information about this in the social media are those people who want to undermine the credibility of the outcome of the elections from the very beginning. I expect these activities will increase in the next months, especially as said on social media. And this makes it even more important for the international community to provide a proper supervision of the elections. Haftar is right now trying to find out how much support he can expect, not only in the East, but throughout the country, if he would run. And he would run certainly only if he has a very realistic chance to win. It is difficult to assess after more and more people are disappointed by the current Abeba government, if he would have such a chance. And as far as I understand, he did not yet decide about it. I would say his decision cannot be expected before everything is set for the presidential elections and the criteria for the candidates are here. But as I said at the beginning, in his situation, I would not be too enthusiastic to believe to win the elections. There are certainly others who would have probably better chances than Haftar.